Sassina's Jewelry. May I help you?
Hi, Pam. It's Anne.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm lovely. How are you?
Oh, just working every day, having fun, doing all that good stuff.
As you should.
Yes. What's up? Do you need us?
I was wondering if Tony is there.
Oh, these guys. All they're doing is throwing a bunch of shit in my purse.
Oh.
They're awful. I mean, we're talking flashlights, watches.
Oh, my God.
Peanuts, wire.
What are you?
Yeah, ruler. I don't know. Ribbon, watches. You want me to take that home? God darn it, these people. Look
at boy.
Ann thinks you're nuts. Mm-hmm. Oh, that lady wants some professional jewelry clean. I'm going to give her one of those cleaners. What do you think? There, good enough? Yeah. What do you do? I don't want that. Liquid oxygen. God, these people are terrible. See what I have to put up with, Anne?
Put up with a lot, Pammy.
It's not easy. I'm telling you. I try my very best. No. What do you need? Do you need to talk to that guy who's putting all this shit in my purse?
Yes.
Hold on.
All right, thank you.
If your purse was here, you'd get some, too.
Hang on.
Yeah, he's going to bring his purse tomorrow. Hang on.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
She's back.
I'm back, baby.
How was it?
It was good. It was very, it was busy, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful weather.
Oh, of course.
It was, and this is just me, a lot of bougie, stuck-up people.
Mm.
And it's not my favorite show.
Mm.
It's not my favorite show. However, some of my clients went, and it always makes a difference because these are higher-end stores, and they just, like, I say hi to everyone. Just, I'm not trying to sell you necessarily right away. I'm trying to be polite and kind and a good human.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say hi, and somebody will look at me up and down and then walk away, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
Did your mother not teach you good manners? That's weird. So then I'll be like,
wow.
Okay, well, you have a blessed day. And then they turn around and think I'm being a bitch. I am being a bitch. But you started it.
Wow.
Rude. But other than that, it was really good.
Yeah, I've always heard it was kind of a snottier crowd.
It is, and I hate that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But I heard it was busy, though.
It was busy. The Tucson show, I hear, did really well. It was good. I'm glad to be home. Aside from the weather, I miss my bed. I miss, you know what I mean, my dog.
Yeah.
I guess my husband.
Yeah.
My poor dog.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So, did you get your 3 carats?
Yes. Yes.
Lovely.
So, they will be here on Saturday.
Okay.
And, our package got delayed a few days.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So, we had to reschedule them. And then she's out of town for work. So she gets back on Friday night, so they'll be here Saturday.
So are you happy with the ones that we sent?
I'm always happy.
Okay. Like,
yeah.
Sure, we got it right for
you. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I will let you know what transpires.
All right. But,
but they're motivated buyers. So,
good.
Mm-hmm.
Good, that's what we like.
They have a budget. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And they have a budget.
So,
I love it.
I know. And the fact that they're buying natural is very exciting.
That is exciting. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Nice. Anything else you need? Anything else?
Not at this moment.
Have you guys been busy?
You know what? The weather.
Yeah.
Because it really kind of slowed us down. To the point where, you know, Ryan and I got most of our jobs caught up, which has been a long time since we've been on schedule.
Right.
You know, we're always like a day or two, you know, even, you know, sometimes 3 or 4 days behind schedule. But we were, you know, but we're caught up, and then our, you know, our boxes were getting low, but they filled back up. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it's steady. We're not crazy busy, but
right.
we're very, put it that way.
All right, good. Good, good, good.
Yeah. So,
all right, I'm checking in with you, making sure you're all goody, and then if you need anything,
yeah.
it just, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad you had a good time. Now, how far were you from Tucson?
So I went to Tucson. So we actually drove to Tucson, which is fine. It was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a two-hour drive. It's beautiful. I will say
that's
this.
That's what I hear.
The drive itself was stunning.
Wow.
Yeah, even the drive, I mean, again, it was like 2 hours. But it was beautiful. You go through the desert, then you go through these, you know, you go right past Red Rock. No, it was gorgeous.
I saw
a coyote.
Did you really?
Mhm.
Wow.
Yep, in the daytime. So I
wow.
was like, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. Isn't that bizarre about Savannah Guthrie's mom?
I know. Did they find out, like, I know she's been kidnapped. Did they find out who it was?
No. And, you know, and I read somewhere yesterday on Facebook, and it looked like an official news thing, you know, outlet over there saying that it was her son-in-law was like a
yeah.
suspect or something.
I saw
but
that,
I'm
too.
Not, yeah, but I'm not seeing that, and they're not saying that anywhere, so...
Hmm.
You know, you never know what the hell is
right.
true or AI or,
right.
you know, and then you have all this Epstein crap.
Oh,
know,
my
God.
I haven't even had a chance to really read a lot into it, but I
oh,
saw that, who was it, John Stewart was in it, or...
Really?
Yeah, so it was Russell Wilson because he went to go buy his old airplane, Epstein's old airplane, I don't know. A bunch of shit, and then I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
And John Stewart was like, listen, I know I'm in the report. Let me tell you why. And it was, I don't know, I don't think it was anything crazy, but it was funny. I was like, oh, my God. People are terrified.
yeah. Well, you know, Trump said a few months ago that it's going to hurt a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, yeah, then look at Bill Gates, you know.
Yes.
His ex-wife is saying, oh, I'm glad I've distanced myself from him.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what the hell? And supposedly he came home with an STD or something.
Yes, I saw that from, like, a Russian girl. I saw that. I did see that.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, you got to love it. I don't know.
No.
You know what? I am quite sure that it's all, like, listen, but this is me. I truly believe, like, Hollywood is evil. I think you have to sacrifice your soul to really, like, be successful in Hollywood. I think it's anything with money and power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, I think there's some good people, but I think the majority are, unfortunately, had to sell their soul to the devil to be this. And I think a lot of it's drugs. I think it's a lot of pedophilia. I think it's a lot of homosexuality. I think it's everything. And I think they use people. I think, I don't know. I feel that way about the government. I'm kind of a conspiracy theorist in that sense.
Oh.
I do. I think it's a whole different beast. I don't think it's the real world. Like, I mean, I know it is, but I don't believe it.
It's, yeah, it's something. It's a, yeah, it's.
But
yeah,
think about it. Think about it. Tony, you're doing well for yourself, right? But now I'm going to come to you and I'm going to make you $100 million, right?
Okay.
But now you have to do all these things. I'm going to get you on drugs. I'm going to have you cheat on your wife. I'm going to have you do inappropriate things to minors. And but it's $100 million, Tony. It's $100 million. And I think the majority of people, because it's not all at once. I'm sure it's gradual. I think they go for it. I think they're like, you know what, all this money, not a problem. And then the people in power hold that evidence to be like, if you ever turn on me, boom. It could be a 48 hours, you know. This could be in my mind, but this is how I imagine it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sounds okay to me, but yeah. Crazy. Yeah, I'm too tired to do all that, but
it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah, I don't want to be around kids.
No, gross.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think they sell their soul, which is very sad.
It's a lifestyle or something.
I'm gonna pray for them.
Okay. Yeah, you do that. You do that.
Seriously, I think there's a lot of sick things, and it's bad. It's not right. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Police confirm Savannah Guthrie's mom's blood was found on porch.
Mm-hmm.
Says there's been no proof of life. That's so sad.
But I just read today that at a certain time, her camera was unplugged, and then when she was taken, then she was away from her phone, so that disabled her pacemaker. You know, it lost connection there.
It has to be an inside job, like a family or. Disgruntled.
Why would you want an old bird like that? You know, that's so
there was a ransom.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know. It's weird. It's weird.
So what if it were? And then did this person not think about how public this would have gone?
Right.
You know? Or maybe that's what was expected because it's like, I'm going to go kidnap Mrs. Smith. Well, who the hell is Mrs. Smith?
Yeah.
You know, the little old lady, it probably wouldn't have mattered. But then you get a high-profile person like her.
Right.
You know,
it's
and then
sad.
Here the chief of police was, saying, I have to apologize. I'm not used to this kind of public attention that this case is getting. You know, and I'm like, can you imagine? You know, the whole fucking world watching this.
Horrible.
You know?
While they're all suffering, too. Like,
I just couldn't even imagine.
No.
You know?
This fucking world's like, crazy tone.
Yeah, yeah. Now, like, if it was Lisa and I was kidnapped, and she'd probably go on a cruise.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Shut up, Tony. That's
be like, well, let me know if you find them. Let me know.
Even though you're a pain in our asses, we love our men.
Yeah.
We still love our men.
Yeah, well, we can only hope,
We do.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Thank you.
And I will let you know what happens over the weekend.
All right. Let me know if you need anything else.
Yeah, and who's going to win?
Seattle. I'm praying Seattle.
That's what everybody is saying.
Because the Patriots. That's why I tell you. Fuck the Patriots.
Hey, okay.
I hate them.
You're not holding back there.
I'm not. I hate them. I hate them. Hate them.
Yeah, I noticed the tone in your voice.
It's personal. Yeah. It's personal. I'm not going to lie. It's personal. I know we were at the show, and one of the vendors there, he's a Patriots fan, but he's always, like, really nice. And he's like, congratulations, because he knows I'm a Bills fan, and we always talk. And I just wrote back when they won the last game. I was like, congrats. And that's it, because I was whatever. So I saw him at the show, and I went up to him, like, hey. I'm like, hey, congratulations on your win. He's like, oh, thank you. I go, yep, that's it. I got to go. He was like, wait. And I'm like, listen, I'm happy for you.
Uh-huh.
I don't know else what to say. And he's like,
uh-huh.
He goes, no. I go, listen, I'm really happy for the fans. Like, I know as a fan how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that's how you feel. So for the fans, even though I think you're all assholes, I'm happy for you because I like you personally.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, I have nothing else nice to say.
Yeah. There you go.
He's like, I'll take it. I said, all right.
Yeah.
The drink.
Cool. There you go.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
If you need anything tomorrow, just give me a holler.
Will do.
All right, Tone. I'll talk to you later.
All right. See ya.
All right. Bye.